Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake Up Hollywood,
here with going on?
Eddie Pence.
Hi.
And his other
Colton's back.
Sidekick, Colton.
Colton is back.
How are you, Colton?
Good. I am also so excited for Christmas. I just made up.
Get right into it.
I just made up this tiny joke that I don't know that it's funny or not, but.
What's the joke?
What's the joke?
So, why do people hate coal in their stockings?
Why do people hate coal in their stockings?
Because they burn it.
Oh, our studio audience likes it. He's taking after your craft, Eddie.
I hope not. It doesn't pay well.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm good. You?
How was your Halloween together?
Halloween was good. How was Halloween, Colton? Good? You got a lot of candy?
Yeah, can I have some water?
Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
You guys dressed up as Star Wars.
I was Han Solo from Empire Strikes Back. Colton, who were you?
He was Burp McGee from.
I wasn't Burp. I was.
Who are you?
As Burp Skywalker.
Burp Skywalker.
Burp Skywalker. I don't know that character.
He's Luke Skywalker who burps a lot.
He was Luke Skywalker from Empire Strikes Back.
Ah, very
made
nice.
I just made up Burp Skywalker.
Got it. Who was mommy?
Ray.
Ah, she was the newbie.
Yeah.
I like that you had different poses from year to year. How did you remember your poses for your pictures?
Oh, well, every year we take a picture where we're all doing a Mexican standoff with the lightsabers.
Yeah, but like two of you always gang up on one or the other.
Well, it's just random, however it goes.
Well, so, I'm impressed because I saw you showed all 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to show people that we continually try to kill each other.
That's the family spirit of Halloween, right?
Boo!
Eddie, I saw Thor. Did you see Thor? I heard you saw it.
Yes,
last week.
Did see Thor.
I'm
going to take Colton to see Thor on Thursday.
How did
I thought it was great.
You haven't seen it.
It was fun.
So you haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
The new Thor movie?
Can I tell you something?
What?
What do bathroom ghosts say on Halloween?
What do bathroom ghosts say on Halloween?
Poo.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
So,
that's pretty good.
That's a good one. That's right up Nikhil's alley.
You know, Eddie, you should start writing these down.
No, I'm good with these, but these are ones I think you would use.
You know, I could use them. I could.
Bathroom ghost says poo.
I like it.
All right.
So what did you think of Thor?
I thought it was fun. It was awesome. But that was great.
I did too. I was actually really impressed.
I watched the first Thor movie.
I showed him the first Thor movie because I'm trying to get him to.
That's what
a little
Portman.
Caught up, so you can see Thor Ragnarok and know kind of what's going on.
My favorite part in the Thor movie is in the first one is when Thor was drinking a drink and he is like, "I like this, I want another,"
and he slams the cup down.
I like the part where he's got the beer and it just keeps on refilling.
The new one. Yeah, and
that
Doctor
cool.
Strange keeps refilling.
That was cool.
It.
I was like, I haven't seen Doctor Strange.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, it made me like. I was like, I need to see that movie.
I mean, it's not great, but. The thing is, with those Marvel movies, you got to kind of see all of them to sort of piece all the puzzles.
That was one of the pieces. And I usually do see all of them, but that was one of the pieces.
And he's a great Doctor Strange. I was just never a big Doctor Strange fan in the comic book.
That's part of the reason why I didn't watch it, yeah.
But it's interesting just to go and piece everything together.
So you approve.
Maybe the reason why you never watch Doctor Strange is because he's too strange for you.
Oh!
Maybe.
Knee slapper. I like it. Eddie.
Mr. Two Cents.
You really need to write these
down. Mr. Two Cents. Well, that's where did we go this weekend? Do you remember?
Yeah, where did you go this weekend?
We went to the Robin Hood Resort. Robin Hood is my favorite fairy tale, too, so matches in.
It matches in.
Isn't that in...
We went to Big Bear. Where is that? Big Bear?
Yeah. Where is it? Is that where Santa's Little Village used to be?
No, it's... I did the Big Bear Comedy Festival this weekend.
Yeah. And, how do you just like... That's like a footnote to you. I love that.
Well, it's just 2 days.
I wish I still had my baby cage, but bigger.
What's your baby cage?
It's like this...
When he was a kid, when he was little, what you do with these kids when they're like, before they can walk, they have these big like playpens, like these big plastic playpens. It looks like a little cage about the size of this table.
Right.
And so you can put them in there so you can go do stuff in the house without them crawling everywhere. And he saw pictures a couple days ago of his old baby cage, and now he wants a baby cage.
Well, get it for him, dude.
Well, he wants to build his own scale to his size.
Because I want to be an architect when I grow up.
Oh, I like that.
And also a coder.
Well, see, you know what? You'll be a coding architect. You could do it all. You should start with coding your own cage.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Piecing it all together.
That just gives me an idea. Maybe I can build like a new advanced baby cage so grown-ups can even
I better share in that copyright. You know, I gave you that idea, kid. Don't forget.
That's half Nikhil's.
Don't forget your brown uncle, okay? Just remember that.
That's half Nikhil's.
How was the comedy fest?
My uncle is Uncle Rob.
So I'm not it your was... uncle now? I see how it is. Quick! How was the comedy festival in Big Bear?
Good.
It was fun, right? You got to see... He sat in for one show.
I don't have an uncle who's named Uncle Nikhil.
You do now, kid.
Nikhil taught you how to play bass, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember he came over and taught you how to play...
Yeah, I taught you how to play bass.
Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself.
See? How quickly we forget the brown uncle's influence, Eddie. You see what you're teaching your boy? How many sets did you do in Big Bear?
I did 3 shows.
So what rooms were you in? I saw the post you put.
They were one was at the Nottingham Tavern, which is just like a restaurant upstairs. I was actually, all 3 of my shows were there.
I loved the Eek show.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Did you dress up like Robin Hood?
No.
Was it like a Robin Hood theme for the whole thing?
I guess it was.
When I said Eek show, that's for my Halloween carnival.
You keep jumping off topic. We were talking about the Big Bear Comedy Festival, and you went baby cage, then you went.
That's where
Eek
the
rhythm
comes in, Eddie.
I'm off track always.
Keep it like that.
Wah.
But when we're talking, you got to sort of follow the way the story's going.
Big fist.
Okay.
All right. So how long were your sets?
Just like 10, 12 minutes, something like that.
And you were in the same room every
time?
The
elevation was killing me.
Really? It's not that bad.
6,700 feet.
Oh, come on. That's not that bad.
You go up a flight of stairs.
Well, you'll notice it.
Yeah.
But I've been like in 13,000.
Yeah, well, that's worse.
That's really
But fun. Going up a flight of stairs, but like you're running to get to a comedy show. And you're like,
I made up my own version of Robin Hood, too.
Yeah? Yeah. What's the story?
It's called Rabbit Hood.
Rabbit Hood. I like it. Oh. We're all out of time. I'm just kidding. So you do that Big Bear Festival every year?
No, it's only the second year they've done it. It's the first year I did it, so... It's the same guys that do the Slow Fest.
Oh, yeah.
San Luis Obispo Festival. Eric Shantz and Mark Fry. They've been running it, and this is the second year they run it.
Why do you never go to Slow Fest?
Why do you never go to Slow Fest?
Because everyone's too slow, they can't finish it.
Actually, we like that. We'll give you some applause. Should we give him some applause?
That's Colton, everybody.
That's Colton. Right. And it looks like our special guest for the evening... is here, Miss Suvi.
Hello.
Suresh. Suvi Suresh. Yeah. Artist name, Suvi.
Yes.
Right? Did I get it right?
Yes, perfect.
See, I introduced you your whole name, and then...
It had a nice flow to it, too.
See that? That's what I'm trying to do. So, Suvi, you come all the way from India.
Mm-hmm.
She comes from my homeland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What city are you from in India?
I'm a Malayali, but I was raised in Chennai.
Me too.
Where is that in India? Like north, south, east, west?
Super south.
Yeah. Super south?
South south.
Super cool south.
What's the differences in the regions?
The south is the shit, and
beach.
The north is... I'm just kidding.
Like, what does that mean? Like, are you from the north?
He's like quarter everything.
Oh, I like
well, I'm quarter everything.
So you're right in the middle?
I could have turned out either everything 100% or nothing. I'm the latter.
Okay. Should we go ahead and introduce your guitarist. Who's your guitarist?
My beautiful friend. His name is Nipun Nair. Thank you for coming to.
Thank you. No. It was awesome.
Yeah. But it's funny. His name is the most Malayali of everybody, but he is like just quarter, and the quarter part came from his father's side. So he's got
the
Nair.
That's the side we like.
That's the side I own.
It's like Kashmiri.
The food's better. We can agree that the food's
What's
better.
The influence?
Yes.
The southern part of India is on...
More colonization in
Is
the
it
south.
On the...
The coast.
The wall. It's on the coast.
It's the peninsula.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's more... And the northern part is...
Mountains.
More influenced by what?
China,
yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
And the South is more colonized, like European.
Yep.
Portuguese,
so
British,
including religion, education, all of that. So
is it more, I guess, conservative North, and or the other way?
That's a CV question.
That's you can't tell really because you know
all of India is conservative.
I mean, the state that we come from is 100% literacy state, which is the only one in the country. So maybe you can say that, but
right.
In the whole site of it, there's you know liberal people all over. Because
right.
Our metropolitans are like Bombay, which is in the west, and then Delhi north.
Well, it's always the population centers are more liberal than yeah.
Exactly. So it's
that's
all
true
over
everywhere.
The place. Yeah.
Yeah.
My family's from Kerala.
Which part?
So, do you know where Kottayam is?
Yes.
That's where my dad's part of the family is, and my mom's from Salem and Madras.
That's, really? Mm-hmm. So you're like half Tamil, half or Malayalis? So my mom is from Thrissur, and my dad's family is from Ottapalam, but
wow.
Then there were two generations in Chennai. That's why, you know, I was born and then taken.
Crazy. See that? It's all coming together.
So yeah. Interesting.
It's all
and we're here 10,000 miles away.
That's right. Do you miss it?
Sometimes for the people and the food.
Yeah, the food.
The food. Oh, like my it. God. So much for the food.
Where do you go for Indian food, out of curiosity?
To my kitchen.
Ooh, good answer.
Smackdown on
it. Damn, that was good. That was good.
It's good in there, so. Yeah.
Well, if you ever go to a place, Mayura is my jam.
I've been there. Oh, I've been there so many times, like several
Mayura's
birthdays. It's just an excuse because I'm missing home. So I'm like, everybody
let's
come here and take me. I need this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music scene in India versus the music scene in Los Angeles.
Sure.
Tell us the huge differences because there are a lot of things that are available here that I think are not the same over there. So just talk a little bit about the differences and similarities.
Well, the story comes to my mind. I was applying for my green card, and you know how you have to elaborate on every topic, what you've done in the past, what you're doing here, why you're here. So I kept saying I'm a playback singer on all of my copies of, you know, forms that I had to file. And I'm thinking, how the hell are these people going to know what a playback singer is? Because it doesn't exist anywhere else. Do you know what a playback singer
no,
is?
No,
I don't either, actually.
Perfect. This is the scenario I was hoping for. So in India, you have movies coming out of all the different states, right? Bollywood and then the southern industry. They're all pretty big. In fact, the economics is higher over there than Hollywood industry. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so, they churn them out.
Hollywood
churns out more movies that, and they're bigger, more reach to like even in places like China.
Everybody would go and watch it. Like
Middle
Japanese
East.
Fans for Indian movie stars, Afghani fans. It's beautiful. I love it. But the thing is, the actors don't really sing in them, but they're all full of musicals, right? Like songs in them. So it's actually this person behind screen.
So you're singing and they're lip syncing to you.
They act, yeah. So it kind of looks like a musical from the outside world, but really this is what is going on. So we are called playback singers and we sing the song, record it when it's composed by the music director for the movie based on the subject of the movie, and we kind of emote it in our way, and then they act our emotions.
Is that sort of a Bollywood specific thing?
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, usually here the actor, they hire the actor that sing and they have to sing it. So
back in the day, like when movies started in India, I've heard like in the 50s and all that they would find actors who could sing, like how it was here, because it was an American person who introduced movies to like Chennai, which is so interesting. I forget his name. But coming back, then after that, I think they just didn't find the quality. So they decided, we'll get actors and then we'll get singers, get the best of both worlds. It works.
Yeah, that works.
It's a huge industry.
It's a booming industry. Like, you think Hollywood's big.
Well, Hollywood's dying.
Well, no, but I mean, Hollywood, even at its peak, was not as big as Bollywood. I mean, you go over there and, like, you know, when you walk, you drive down, like, Burbank and you see all the movie posters.
It's, everywhere.
Yeah. You go in Bombay or any major city, it's even more. It's crazy. And they're all, like, sometimes they're taken from American films, so they look like almost like B-level versions of American films.
Yeah, right? And
but then they're turned into musicals, you know?
And actually now the technology has come up so much that there are some really cool graphics and, you know, imageries that's getting introduced into the movie industry. Even the stories. Back in the day, like when I was a really, really young person.
Let's be honest.
Then it used to be like, you know, you'll have this fight scene where somebody jumps onto someone's chest and then they just explode. And that's actually there as a real life movie. Or they would die and then get back up and come back alive.
Shot like 19 times and still have the whole dialogue.
He would come back, render that one dialogue, and then die.
Some of the scenes you see, especially the death scenes, anything very major, dramatic, you would definitely find a lot of joy in those scenes. They're kind of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so unrealistic that you want to get into it to escape from your real life.
And tell our listeners, like, you came all the way from India. And you studied at MI, correct? Mm-hmm. So you had to apply for... Talk a little bit about that, getting that visa and getting the accolade that you got at MI to be able to study here.
So I decided I wanted to learn songwriting because I always had it in me, but I knew there was so much more I could know about it by being in the industry. So I decided to explore London, actually, and at the same time study. But all the schools were too non-contemporary for me. And I already had like an eighth grade in my LTC at London Trinity School. So it's like I wanted to study something a little bit more, you know, urban, pop, because that's what I connected with. I looked for places, and LA was the only place on this side of the planet which had like a contemporary school, which was Musicians Institute. And I was really impressed with their curriculum. I sound like a nerd. So I looked more into it, and long story short, I applied for a scholarship, got it, and I was just all upon it.
But they only gave one full scholarship or something like that, right?
They tried to take it for like three quarters, but it's like $60,000 if in worth to a student if they receive it, which from the student side would really help the student.
Yeah, of course.
But from their side, I don't know the value that they put upon it to what promotion they were getting. I think they didn't want to continue with it. So,
well, let's just keep it at $60,000. It just sounds cooler. No.
Yeah. So they were like, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. But I was the first one, and I'm super grateful that I was able to take advantage of it.
Well, let's just jump into our first song.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us first?
There's a song called Ricochet that we figured out today. I mean, it's a song that I have, but today we figured out an acoustic style of it. So,
all right. Let's hear it.
Look inside of me, you know I'm strong-hearted. I try to get up, but you keep on hurting. The harder you try to bring me down, I am getting up. Boy, I'm fighting now, you didn't notice. My star-hearted surface shall never be shown out, cause your bullet will ricochet. Just ain't enough. There's more to come. I ain't quite done. I never give up. It just ain't enough. I ricochet. Sorrow's in a bag. I put a lock around it. But I gotta admit, I'm feeling good about it. I started in my fall. Don't you get me started. Not ready to let go. You didn't notice my heart. But this is the most exciting part of
the
world.
Yeah, the shaker. I thought you were handing me some weed or something.
I know, right? And there's like rice in it. We decided this has to work out, so we went and made use of things that you find around
the
house.
It worked. But you handed it to me. I was like, what do I do with this?
It does.
Right?
See that?
I did that with when Colton was little. He was wanting to make instruments, so I took a 5-hour energy bottle and put popcorn in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
Really good. That sounds really good.
You missed your calling. You could have been like some shaker luthier.
No.
You were like, no. And
he saw how he turned out.
That was beautiful. What was the song inspiration?
Life, always. It's usually always life. There's so much going on.
It's like
my writing material. I just extracted.
Heart on a sleeve.
Yeah.
Live to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All the time. 100%.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Never give up.
So let me ask you this. You have a record, too, that you've been working on, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that recording process.
Well, I had a mixtape that I put out on SoundCloud in 2014 that kind of like got attention from a few people. Interesting people. So I started working more with other producers and writers who really like helped me inculcate the Indian sound that I have, the accents or whatever, all the influences that I bring into the writing, and I'm so proud of it. I feel like I've found like the perfect balance to set it into R&B, you know, hip hop.
That's what it needs right
now. And it's so soulful. So, and I wanted to you know, let people know about that sound. It's not always like,
and he's like, damn.
What's that? What is that? There's a ton of familiar.
A lot of hip hop. Like Jay Sean. Ah. A lot of that. Right?
You know, so, so I bring elements of that. And so the new record that I'm putting out after Christmas is like, we'll probably be playing that soon for you. But it's like super influenced with home and all the chore.
I like that. And you know what the ironic thing is? Like R&B artists here are like pulling from these regions to sound different and sound more unique and have like more of a global reach. And I like that you're like, I'll just put a little bit of my home spice.
I bring home.
Put that masala on.
Exactly.
Right? You see what I'm saying? And he's like,
what's masala?
Masala's like kind of, how would you explain
a mix of life. A mix of every emotion of life, but in the form of something you can eat.
Like salad.
Wow, your life is really healthy.
Like real masala.
Unhealthy salad.
It's like tomatoes, onions, and some chilies.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. All like kind of grilled together. And it adds, you can use it in so many
different
ways.
And you just put it on any sort of food.
Put it on meats.
Like salsa now. Salsa's become like that.
It's a lot like
Did you know that British, their national food is curry?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. My mind was blown when I found this. I'm like, no wonder y'all came all over the country to came to India.
Yeah, but it's like you have now colonized them.
Yeah, see how that works.
It's always the
we're taking
food.
Over
reverse
it.
Colonization.
Yeah,
food is the way to everybody's
in some
mind.
Ways, I will say colonization was actually a good thing for some things like education. Education. The education in India would never be what it is today if it wasn't for colonization.
Totally, and the railway system.
Yeah, the railway system. Exactly.
The free whatever highways we have.
Yep. So there were some good things, but the oppression part that was kind of tainted everything.
Yeah, kind of came with it.
So let me ask you this: like, you're here working as a professional musician in Los Angeles. Now, did you feel like there was a point where you wanted to conform to, like, artists, what they were doing here before you kind of hit this crossroads of adding this other element of your...
All the time. It was like, oh, my God, I should do this. This is so hot right now. Everybody's, you know, listening to Billboard Top 100 or whatever, all of those things. But I really had to discover myself first as a songwriter. And so just honing more and more into... What was happening here made my bass strong in that department of music, that style of songwriting. But within me, there was Ilaiyaraaja, there was A.R. Rahman, and all these people that these are like great music directors in India who are part of the Bollywood industry. I grew up to that, so it was easy for me to
pull from that. Yeah,
yeah, and to find that niche, I had to go through a lot of trash.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But once the trash was out, I'm kind of happy.
You mean just like shitty people or just...
Well,
like,
I mean, yeah, that's a good way to... That's part of it. Yeah, definitely. But also the mind, you know, like just clearing out all the clutter and finding out who you really are as an artist before you make a sound, especially when there's nobody from that side of the world that's really doing that much.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to bring home.
I love it. Let's hear something from home.
Yeah.
What do we have? We have a track on there?
Yeah, we've got several.
What do you want to play first?
Maybe a song from the 2014 mixtape, Bombay to L.A.
Bombay to L.A.?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Far from the heat, they have an ego which is bigger than the Himalaya. Dealing with the
Yeah, very nice. We like you, Eddie. I saw you grooving. You were like getting up and like dancing, man.
I had to pee.
Oh, you were doing the pee-pee dance?
That was a pee-pee dance. No, it was great. That was a great song.
Oh, see, look at you.
Bombay to L.A.
Yeah, Bombay. So isn't it Mumbai now? I'm surprised you called it Bombay.
I mean, I had to find a way to rhyme it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I used it to my advantage.
Smart.
And moreover, it was the British who changed them, right? So I thought I'd, you know, cater a little bit to the Western market.
You're like, you took our curry. I'll take your
you know. We've given you more than enough, so here's something for you.
That's awesome. Are you? Do you play out a lot?
I used to perform at least once a month, but I kind of slowed it down because I've been enjoying the pre-production part of things.
That's the best.
Yeah,
honestly,
so
there's a magic about, I mean, you probably feel like this with film or anything, maybe even comedy, you feel the same. Like the making of it is better than the end product. Do you feel like that at
all? The pre-production or the production?
Yeah, I think the pre-production, like the actual creation. I find magic
pre-production.
In like the pre-production creativity part of.
I like the making, but that's not considered pre-production.
That is considered pre-production.
Well, not in the film.
Well, the making is actually the doing, what you're saying, but the pre-production essentially.
Pre-production to me is the writing and the planning. And
yeah, but that's doing.
Part.
That's all doing.
The
yeah,
creating
that's
part,
the boring
and then
part.
The production.
Wait. Production's the exciting part for me.
You think so? You're not the end part, even too.
No, because then you get depressed because it's all over.
Yeah, there is a letdown.
You know,
there is a letdown.
That's the part I don't like. Is the
That's like a child is born, and then once the child starts, like, now it's depressing.
Well, that's when the work begins with kids. Like now I got to start.
Now I got to start grooming this kid.
Yeah. The pre-production of kids is the best.
That's the best.
That's the best.
Exactly
that's the best
I'm
part.
Talking
that's
about.
The peak.
That's the best.
That is the best.
Child pre-production.
See, now we're on the same page.
Yeah, there we go. If you put it in those terms, then yes.
I like
pre-production
it.
Rules.
I like it. So where do you play out? When have you played out, or what kind of venues do you play?
I play out a lot at this venue called Resident. Resident in the Arts District downtown. It is so good. It's one of my most favorite venues right now.
I've never heard of it. Resident.
It's about a year old. Yeah, but this one's here to stay, like, for sure. They have the sound in there is kind of designed in a way that a big venue like Echoplex would be designed, but then in a small venue for so like a lot of artists who big artists who wants to do like a small intimate show,
yeah.
They come through there.
Hmm.
And they have an amazing beer garden and food, which is awesome. The whole vibe is like,
where's that at?
Yeah. The Arts District in downtown. So the
downtown.
Website is residentdtla.com.
Oh.
Frickety,
wish I could go downtown.
Amazing.
Why don't you go downtown? It's like so happening.
I hate downtown.
Really?
Downtown is so fun
dude,
right
there's
now.
There's so much cool stuff there right now.
Within the last 3-4 months,
if they had a teleportation device like Star Trek, then yes, I would go downtown.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever...
The journey to downtown makes going downtown not worth going downtown.
I'll agree with that.
The metro.
Metro's
like
nice.
I said, the journey downtown makes it not
well,
worth going downtown.
There's some seediness to
that's
it.
That's funny.
But when you see... like, have you ever seen the venue, the Ace Hotel?
I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, that's a good place.
It's amazing.
Sure.
If, I was 22, I would probably go downtown a lot.
That's true. But you know what? You will. This is
way
what
past that time.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little.
I'm all about driving over to Burbank and free parking and space around.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at in life.
Okay.
I can get
that. I like
that.
So,
you're
nice.
Old is what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
I'm an old soul.
A kid.
With age comes wisdom, guys.
No, there is convenience. There is convenience that you don't get in downtown LA all the time.
Yeah.
I will agree with that. But the one thing that's really cool is they're taking these old theaters that were built in like the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And 30s.
Comedy.
I'm glad they're doing that.
Modernizing.
Because they used to be like, they were like flea markets for a while.
Yes.
Like they were just ruining these beautiful
yes.
structures.
Yes. And now.
By selling cell phones.
They're putting performances in them. They're showing movies in them.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that.
So
I wish they would do that in Hollywood. I wish they'd do that in
awesome.
Hollywood.
Yeah, they need to. That'll be
because there's
nice.
Like several on Hollywood Boulevard
yep.
that are just like these.
They're just dead.
They're just like, what?
They'll get there. They're buying all of them, cleaning them all out, and then you'll just see them resurge.
Yeah,
but anyways, enough about the history lesson. Downtown LA and Hollywood.
La La Land.
So let's get to another song. What are you going to play us?
Sorry, I'm too far away from the mic.
That's okay. You were really enjoying this interview.
I know, I'm like...
From way back.
I was like, okay. This one is part of the new songs that I'm putting out end of December.
Awesome.
It's called Wonder Woman.
All right.
Yeah.
I feels that I had to break apart. I spend time just cleaning up the mess. Well, on my shoulder now I must confess. Oh, Father, can you hear me? Cause if not, I'm gonna shout through these walls. These walls. There were people who came into my life and broke me into pieces. Yeah, but I kept on going, cause I knew that if I stopped, I would end up only losing. I wouldn't let nobody get in my way. You can tie my hands and break my bones, but I'm coming at you like a Wonder Woman. Yeah, yeah, Wonder Woman. You know I'm tough, girl, from the rough. I'm coming at you like a Wonder Woman. Yeah, yeah, Wonder Woman. Every man in me that I could fulfill all of my desires. The things I put my mind to, I put my heart in it too. Now I know that I could fail. It was a role I chose to play. I spent time just cleaning up the mess. Well, on my shoulder now I must confess. Oh, Father, can you hear me? Cause if not, I'm gonna shout through these walls, these walls. There were people who came into my life and broke me into pieces. Yeah, but I kept on going, cause I knew that if I stopped, I would end up only losing. I wouldn't let nobody get in my way. You can tie my hands and break my bones, but I'm coming at you like a Wonder Woman. Yeah, Wonder Woman. Yeah, you know I'm the God from the rough. I'm coming at you like a Wonder Woman. Yeah, yeah, Wonder Woman. Yeah, Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. You know I'm tough, cut from the rough. I'm coming at you like a Wonder Woman. Yeah, yeah, Wonder Woman. Yeah, lily, yeah, lily, yeah, lilo. Yeah, lily, yeah, lily, yeah, lilo. Yeah, lily, yeah, lily, yeah, lilo. You know I'm tough, cut from the rough. I'm coming at you like a Wonder Woman. Yeah, yeah, Wonder Woman. Yeah,
nice. I Wonder Woman dancing in my mind.
Right, that's exactly
that should be the actual theme song for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I like it, and it was also nice seeing Eddie have to discipline in Colton.
Well, Colton was getting into the song so much, I didn't want to bump the guitar.
Yeah, it was close.
I know, you were close. Jumping around to the song. I was like, settle down.
So I was having Wonder Woman dancing in my mind, listening to this beautiful voice, great guitar parts, watching Eddie discipline.
I was
his
just kid. Like, stop moving because you're going to hit the guitar and you're going to ruin everything.
It was kind of a circus of emotion.
It was.
I was making him move.
Yeah,
that's
I like
awesome.
That. See, he's reacting to music.
He was digging it.
That's
he was digging it.
The only things people hate in circuses is when clowns throw. Is when clowns throw.
Got it. All right.
I love the voicings you did on the guitar, by the way.
Thank you.
An amazing melody.
Thank you.
That. You have like this tribal thing. You kind of do this Indian like vocal thing on some of those like vowels that you do in the swelele, whatever you're doing on that. It's awesome.
The fisherman singing.
Oh man, it was so cool. You know what?
That's called fisherman singing.
They kind of like encourage each other when they're fishing on the boat by singing yelelo yelelo ailasad. It's like a chant that they do.
Oh, so, that's like an Indian thing.
Yeah, southern the ocean sides. Of
interesting.
The country. Yeah, so I was like, we grew up listening to it all through like every song. It's like a folk music thing. You know?
That's cool.
So yeah,
you know, those are the things that you just can't. And geography plays so much into music,
yes,
which I just love. I just think I'm fascinated by African music, Indian music, even Asian music, anything that kind of where geography is so loud in its presence in the culture. You know what I mean? It fascinates me that something like that, just the fact that somebody lives in a different part of the world, they're influenced by things like that. I never would have drawn from that influence. No, it's true.
Yeah.
Because I just wouldn't even know that that is a thing. You know what I mean? And, and I'm Indian, but I just...
You gotta get back to your roots, Nikhil. Get back to your roots.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why she's on the show, man. She's getting me back. I need to go on a musical journey through India now.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much music down there. And the scales are so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's always amazing how music, I mean, in the you know, first place started as a way to communicate in between tribes. So it's now the tribe is the internet where everything is coming together. So why not bring all that shit together?
And they're also using so much Western music too.
Right.
Which is so cool because they're taking like jazz, funk, soul, gospel, rock, blues influences.
And it fits so well, right?
Yeah.
Like that's humanity right there. Example for all the good shit that's supposed to happen.
See that?
Music, man.
It's a beautiful thing. When you go back home, do you find that there's like a different, you know, musical chemistry that's going on in that environment? Like, you know, because you were in that environment and now you're displaced from that environment and you come over here and you're absorbing from all these influences. When you go back, do you see like or feel a significant change in like the musical chemistry in that environment?
The chemistry between me and the musicians there right now? I mean, music is... whatever is that you do, you just connect in the first place as a musician. But what I see as a change in India from when I left is that the independent music scene is coming up so much. The festivals and the money that's going into it through Bacardi, it's crazy. Like, there's a lot of movement happening, and it's displacing music from just being a part of Bollywood, which is cool. So everybody is woke to the independent scene, as you may call it, you know.
That's awesome.
And it's nice to see it. Like, so it really is like almost a passion for me to figure out how it is done and then take that information back home.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, and the reason I ask is like, even from me, from state to state, like musicians that I've played with for years or known for years, they will draw from different inspirations than I would from California. So like friends in Utah or Texas, they'll draw a lot from country and blues, and you know, then I'll go to New York and it's like very much jazz, electronic, you know, like, so there's so many different musical environments just in the geography of the United States that I feel like if you go back home and jam with musicians you've known forever, they're pulling from completely different things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure, definitely. I mean, the Bollywood influence is still so strong there, you know, so. But I don't know. I always felt like I would fit anywhere. Maybe it's just the exposure to music that I've had. I if you play something funky to me and I'm like, this is cool. Hip hop, I'm totally into it. Like, listen to all of those shit from back in the day. And then you play like old school era man and Urvasi, take it easy, Urvasi. I mean, these are like cool stuff that came out in the 80s and 90s. So everybody just clicks together as soon as you go back. And again, they probably like lost weight or gained weight physically, but musically it's always like you connect.
Yeah. A.R. Rahman Eddie is the one, he composed the music for Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, okay.
So he won, I think he won an Oscar for that. I think he won
Oscar,
an Oscar,
Grammy,
that.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, he's like, he's pretty insane, and he's a great jazz pianist.
Yeah.
Which I never thought that was like...
He used to be part of a Chick Corea cover band.
Yes.
I think that, like when he was 15 or something.
Yeah, he's kind of like prodigy level. Yeah. He's really kind of crazy. It's awesome.
He has a studio here in Beverly Boulevard.
Really?
Yeah, he works.
The people at Mayura tell me that he goes over there all the time for Indian food. I'm like,
Mayura,
I need to meet
this
guy.
He's always there. Yeah.
That's his jam. Yeah. Let's play something else from your studio tracks. What do you want to play us next?
What is number two over there?
Touch Me Not.
Okay.
Ooh. Dude, wait a minute.
What?
Are you talking about the plant?
How would you like for it to be?
Okay, so let me. The reason I'm so excited about this, there's a plant in Kerala. It's a little leafy, looks like a tiny leafy fern. It happens to be my favorite plant in India, and they're called Touch Me Nots. And when you touch them, they literally close.
Oh.
It is the coolest thing.
Get away from me.
Yeah, and I've never seen it one anywhere else.
That's where I drew the inspiration for the song, but I used
it. Here we go. Touch Me Not.
This way.
Here we go.
We can't go dead air.
I know, but I was so excited about the Touch Me Nots. I wanted to tell you about this plant.
I know all about it now. And not from you.
That's true. I know. I didn't know all the things that I needed to, right? Subi, where can people find you if they want to add you to Instagram or if they want to learn about your new record coming out end of December? If they want to find you where you're playing out, where can people find you?
Instagram is where I am at when I'm not breathing air.
I like that.
Subi Music, SUVI Music. But pretty much all of my social media platform is Subi Music. And then we have Nipun Nair here.
Yay.
He has no.
Yeah.
He's super.
He's the expert on the Touch Me Not plant.
Yeah, he had the
Touch Me Not expert. That should be on your business card.
I should. What's going on tomorrow?
Touch
yeah.
Me Not.
See? All the things that we can inspire. Awesome. Do you have a website?
Just Nipun Nair Music. cheeseburger.com.
Oh, don't bother to spell it.
Oh, that's right.
You should spell it.
AIPUN.
And that's probably like Steve in India. Here, no one has any idea.
NIRmusic@gmail.com.
Okay.
No, that's my email. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you, now you're going to get a whole bunch of spam.
It's just.com.
Okay. You totally did the Office Space nanina in a jar. I don't get why they can't say
why can't you?
Nanina in a jar.
Doesn't make any
stupid
sense.
Well, you know what, Sue, you've been awesome.
Thank you. You guys have been too.
You've been amazing.
Colton, you want to say goodbye?
And Colton is going to be
Colton, you want to say goodbye?
I don't want to say just goodbye.
Well, we have to get off the air now.
Dad, you said I can talk for a couple
minutes. No, we got to get off the air now.
Thank you for being so patient, Colton.
Yeah, Colton, thanks for being so patient.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Why did you lie to me?
I didn't lie to you.
You said I can be on the
You have to say goodbye now.
Daddy, can I just say one more thing?
Say one more thing and then we gotta go.
It's a joke.
What's a joke? Come close to the microphone.
Why do people hate circuses on a 50-story window?
Why?
Because they don't want a clown to hit them off.
Out the window. Oh. Very nice. Good way to end it.
All right.
That's the home run out of the park. Subi, you were awesome.
You were awesome.
You're awesome. Eddie, you're awesome. Colton, you're awesome.
We're all awesome.
We're all awesome.
I also found a broken egg on the side of our gateway. Into our house.
Someone egged our gate in our park. This is all pointless. All right, here we go.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.